97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off.
Wow, that is the Palm Beach County Sheriff yesterday describing what happened in the moments before they discovered this shooter lying in wait for President Trump. And, I mean, just historic, if you think about it, that in a two-month period of time, we've had two assassination attempts on a presidential candidate in this country. And the fact that it's not the lead news story on every channel in America this morning is shocking to me, to be honest with you. I mean, it is on some. They mention it and then they move on to something else. So we've got Joe Cardinale on with us this morning. He's a retired New York Police Department lieutenant commander. And Joe, I know I didn't schedule you on this morning to talk about this, but it's popped up now. What's your reaction to this assassination attempt?
I mean, this is becoming normal in America right now. And we discussed it on so many different stations about how this hate rhetoric is contributing to it. The fact that they refer to him as Hitler, as they refer to him as the word dictator. They use all the words that ignite these embers that are burning in people. And you get this sad individual, this sad excuse of a human being that's so smug in his shots on TV, sitting in the back of the car over there. And the fact that he's able to get that close once again, to a presidential candidate, a former president, is not sitting well with the American people. What? And thank God for that advance agent.
Yep.
And thank God that he, you know, that he's out there and he was vigilant, because it's, you know, people have to understand, it's not the boots on the ground. The boots on the ground are told what to do. This is the higher echelon of the Secret Service. All right. And what is it going to take for them to increase? They have to double his contingent. All right, of agents that they need for him. And I'll tell you why, and everybody knows it. He's a people type of person. He gets out there and wants to meet them. He doesn't hide in the basement. He doesn't shy away from interviews. I believe the ratio was nine to one on the interviews that he does compared to any other candidate. All right, and this is what they have to take into consideration. They knew this when they started guarding this man. They knew that he would be out there shaking hands, meeting people and everything, all grassroots stuff. So they should put the complement of agents necessary for his type of campaigning. And that's it. I mean, it's easy to to guard somebody when they're sitting in a basement for an entire campaign. It's easy for that one because you just have to guard the house.
Yeah.
All right. But this is totally different. And he didn't stop. He didn't stop after the last attempt. And then you have, to your point, by the way, when you say nobody's covering it, when they do cover it, they downplay it. Well, he didn't actually take a shot. When are people going to realize this man was one hole away from another attempted assassination,
right,
where this time you don't know if he would have been successful? All right. But the fact that he got that close and he's up front and with a scoped weapon, all right, with plates, and he's going to film it, shows you the clear intent of this individual.
It seems to me like, to your point there, whatever they historically provide for presidential candidates, they've got to bump that up now a little bit. Because they said if it was President Biden, for example, if he was still capable of golfing and he was out there, they would have shut down the whole course.
Exactly. They would have shut it down. Nobody, he would have the whole course to himself, everything else. You know, President Trump may have the whole course to himself or his friends, but it's not the point. The point is you have a sitting president that gets, you know, anything he needs. And understandably, he's a sitting president. All right. But this is beyond that. We are in a different world right now. We're not talking about ex-presidents that are out there doing things. We're talking about an ex-president that's in a campaign right now. This is the second attempt in a short period of time. Right now, I know that, you know, they've had before, you know, they've had attempts on lives and everything, but this is unprecedented with a campaign.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. And they need to bump their game up. And my question is, When are they going to turn around and say to whoever the powers are that be up there, I don't know whether who's calling the shots to the Secret Service. Secret Service has to turn around and say, no, this is what we're doing. This is how we're taking this in this direction. We're not listening to anybody anymore. This is ridiculous, right? Because God forbid anything happens to Donald Trump, all right, it's going to be a very bad scene in this country.
I would agree with that 100%. You know, the reason we originally scheduled Joe to come on with us this morning was because of this Better Business Bureau warning that they put out about child predators. And, Joe, you know, I mean, I think we all just are so comfortable with social media these days, we don't think about it a lot. But people give up a lot of information about their children online these days, don't they?
Yes, you have to be very careful because, you know, as the police departments, work 24/7, so do criminals, all right? So do these predators. They're out there. They're trolling the internet. They're out there watching for things, and they have nothing better to do, all right? So they just sit there and they further their game by making it easy for them with the parents putting photos up with the names. And sometimes they get a little lax in the background. They're taking a nice little birthday shot, and the address of the home is in the back. So you really need to be on top of your game as a parent. And I'll give an example. One of the local police departments here in Long Island, in Amityville, one of the officers turned around and told me that what he does with his daughter's dance school is he goes to the site for the dance school, and then he sees who visits that site. And when he sees somebody from the Midwest, some creepy-looking guy, he's alarmed as everybody else is, and they watch for this now, and they start looking into the background of these individuals. And don't be surprised if you come up and you find out that one of them is a registered sex offender, you know, because that's what they do. All right, that's what they do. So parents need to be aware of this, how they post, where they post, and when they post.
Yeah, and hope that we've got some officers in the Midwest, I'm sure, probably doing the same thing, I hope, keeping an eye on these
absolutely.
People.
Yeah. They're out there, but it's on the parents. It's on the parents that they have to go out there. I mean, the days of you and I dropping a wallet with 20 photos in it and showing everybody, those days are over. This is the way it's done right now, and rightfully so. Parents are proud. Grandparents are proud. But you have to be careful.
Yeah, it's a great point. Joe Cardinale, listen, I always appreciate your insight, my friend. Thank you.
Anytime, Mo.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
We'll talk again soon. Joe Cardinale with the retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander, and he runs Blue Line Pilot Cars as well up there in New York City these days. But, yeah, to his point on the security issue with Donald Trump, when you find out that this guy's got a criminal history as long as he does, now, it might have been 20 years ago, but I don't think it doesn't sound to me like he would have even legally been able to own a gun. And yet he got his hands on an AK-47 illegally, I'm sure. Like, where are the gun banners? You know they're coming. You know somebody's going to point out that this is twice Donald Trump's been threatened with a rifle. Because, you know, it's a common sporting rifle. The AK-47, just like the AR-15. I don't own one. I've fired one, obviously. But it's a semi-automatic rifle, just like anything else. A deer hunting rifle could also easily have been used in this particular situation if you got a scope and the point is to hit something. The gun is not the issue. The person carrying it is the issue. And in this case, this guy is a real piece of work from what we can tell. Ryan Wesley Ruth, age 58, apparently was caught with a fully automatic machine gun at some point in the past, which leads me to believe we will find out later today that wherever he got that gun, he didn't buy it himself legally. He would have been flagged somewhere as a result of that.
Get more at 971talk.com.